Father, how truly great you are. I mean, we could sing that over and over and over and over again, and that could be Bible study today, because truly you are worthy of all praises. Truly, it is enough for us just to sit here and praise you and tell you how great you are and how majestic you are and how awesome you are in all your ways and deeds. Father, we thank you that you are God, Father, and that you are there and that we can come boldly to the throne of confidence, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we can come in our time of trials. We can come in our time of need. And you are there, Father, ready to answer us, ready to just hold us when we need to be held, ready to cry with us, ready to laugh with us, ready to be with us, Father, wherever situation we are in. Father, I'm just glad to know that you are there ready. There's nothing like having a ready person in your life that you don't have to wait on, that they're just there waiting for you to come to them and to lay it down. Father, you are so good, and you are good in this place. And you are good in this place. Holy Spirit, come and have your way. Move in this place. Move in our lives. Move in our circumstances. Move in our hearts, Father, as we humble ourselves before you, as we ready ourselves to hear the word of God this morning, Lord. May it not go through one ear and out the other, but Lord, may it plant seed. May it plant seed into the very soul of our heart. Father, that fruit will come. That fruit will come. That we would have ears to hear, eyes to see, a mind to understand, and a heart, Father, so willing to receive what it is you are saying to the church today, in this very hour, in this very moment, for such a time as this. Father, this stage is yours. I give you center stage to do your will, to do your thing, God, that only you can do, Father. Thank you, Father, for your words. Your words are so sweet, like honey from a honeycomb. May your words soak over us today like sweet honey. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Jesus. You are so good. Father, you are so good in this place. Michelle, thank you so much for your worship. It was beautiful. We are always blessed. We missed you last week. But we know you had places to go, people to see. Amen. Well, the Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. Hello? The Bible says where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am. We have two or three people here today. I'm so excited. Praise God. If we are all gathered here for one purpose, to seek the name of Jesus, to learn more of him, the Bible says in return, there I am. Come on. That's exciting stuff just with that. How many times do we sit around and wait on God like I talked about this morning? How exciting it is to have him ready. Ready, ready, ready. He's just saying, hey, get together in my name. Get together and be in agreement. I just want to pray against a spirit of division. For some reason, that has been in my heart this morning, and I just want to take a minute and just pray against a spirit of division, something that would try to come and tear apart women. And not just the physical stuff that we always seem to have division with, you know, the physical stuff. But I'm talking about the spiritual stuff. Like, I like this, and I like that, and I don't like that, and I don't like this, and I don't like this. And we all have our opinions, and we all have the things that we like. But ultimately, what is this all about? It's just about getting together in the presence of Jesus, giving him glory for what he has done, and learning more about him. So if there's any kind of division in this place, I just command it in the name of Jesus to be gone right now. And I invite the Holy Spirit to come in right now and the blood of Jesus to cover this place. Thank you, Father. Well, we are on week number
4.
Oh, y'all are so smart. Week number 4 of Found or Forgotten. How many of y'all have learned something so far about your forgotten place? Yes, amen. We've realized that sometimes in these places that are forgotten, that the world keeps saying, well, they're forgotten, that's forgotten, you're forgotten. You realize after studying the Word and really digging in, those places are actually places of being opportunities to be found by the one who is all, the creator of all, Jesus Christ himself. Amen? I might have to get my glasses out in a minute. It's all good. I'm all good. You know, you just kind of have to get to that place in life where it's like, it's okay. It's okay for the saggy knees. It's okay. All right, the title of today's message is, Does Faith Make You Found? Well, that's really the title. My sweet Carolyn likes to put other titles, which is great. I love it. But really the title is, Does Faith Make You Found? Does faith make you found? We know a lot of people who are sick get lost. And when I say sick, I'm not just talking about sick physically, sick emotionally, sick spiritually, you know, sick in your marriage, sick in your finances, sick with your children, sick with just different things you're dealing with, the stuff that hangs on you, you know what I mean? So I'm not just talking about sick people physically. When we get into that state, when we get into that place emotionally, we feel like we're behind closed doors all the time because we like to hide out. Come on. We sometimes like to hide out due to our issue. We like to hide out due to our issue and our ailments. But I just would like to say, what would happen in that place when faith starts to arise in your place of being hidden or hiding out due to your issue or your ailment? And all of a sudden, forgotten is found and restored. What would happen in that place? What would go down in that place where you were been hiding out, or that person's been hiding out due to their issue, where faith all of a sudden just started to bundle up inside of you and you started to become overflowed on the inside and it started to come up out of you and no longer could you hide? Because I'm going to tell you something about faith. When it starts to really rumble and jumble like earthquakes, you can't keep it hidden. You can't keep it hidden, and you can't keep it hidden. You can't keep yourself hidden because it's going to be coming up out of you. Faith can't hide for too long. If you have been hiding out due to your issue, I want you to put your hand on your head and say, faith, arise in me. Come on. Faith, arise in me. Come on. That's something we need to decree and declare every day. Because this world is going to do anything to steal your faith and to steal the faith that you have in Jesus and who he is and his word and what he has for your life. So sometimes we just have to say with a loud voice, with our hands in the air, and say, faith, arise in me. Faith, you are good. You are doing a good thing. You are doing amazing things in my life. Thank you that greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Amen.
Amen.
Faith, arise in me. Wow, we're going to go right into the scripture. I want you to turn to Mark chapter 5. Did anyone get ahead and look at the worksheet for today? Oh, good. Glad to hear that. I put it up on the website just in case someone wanted to get ahead. But I'm glad because we can start fresh here this morning. Amen? Mark chapter 5, we're going to go to verse 25 through 34. Are you ready? If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. This is a very familiar story. Most of y'all are going to know it right off the bat, but we're going to go someplace. Woo, we're going to go someplace this morning in this teaching. I'm going to tell you now, you just get ready. You're going to hold on to your socks or your panty leggings or whatever you got down there, because we're going to fly north on this one. because God's got some amazing things to teach us about this issue. 25, are you ready? A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. Woof. Let me tell you what, I have been struggling for 5 days with a back problem. And it is, been painful physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's been 5 days. 5 days. This woman, 12 years. So, I want to paint a picture of this woman right here, okay? So y'all really get it. Because sometimes we read the Bible and it's just like, oh, la-di-da, skip, 12 years, she's been sick, oh my goodness. You know, we don't really have this reality. But I'm going to tell you something. 12 years of what I've been dealing with for 5 days, I don't even know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. So here we go. For 12 years, she had been suffering. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors. That's even worse. It's not like she was in her house, you know, just trying to make it through. She was under the care of many doctors. She had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. While Jesus was still speaking, some men came from the house. Oh, never mind. I don't know why I said 39. Stop at 34. We're done. Did I put 39 on the paper? Okay. I don't know. I can't even read my own handwriting. All right. This is an amazing story. Lots of details going on here. Lots of things happening. So we're just going to start at the top. Are you ready? What gave this woman unction to step out of her house and head towards Jesus? And what naturally and ultimately caused her healing? What that's where we're going to go this morning. What caused her? Because there's something that caused her to step out of her house of suffering of 12 years and actually move towards the direction of where Jesus was, because there was still a glimmer of hope somewhere down inside her that said, there is power where I'm headed. And I know if I just try, I'll be healed. So we're going to go with the facts here this morning. This woman, according to verse 25, had been suffering for 12 years. Everyone say 12 years. 12 years. That is a long time to be down and forgotten. You know how when you have a pity party, they usually last 24 hours, right? Yeah. Pity party, 24 hours. You know how tired you get of feeling forgotten in that pity party? It's like, eventually you're like, okay, I'm over it. And you just get over it, right? So 12 years of forgotten and pain is just crazy to me. And we have to realize that these were not 12 years of managing her symptoms. You know how you have here are people that, you know, have chronic things that they deal with? And, I'm managing them, you know. Managing means you have good days. Sometimes you have bad days, good days and bad days. No. The Bible is clear to tell us that she didn't have managing issues here. She suffered and grew worse. There's no days of getting better. She suffered and her condition grew worse. Listen to verse 26 in case you forgot. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. There's no managing of her issue there. There's no managing of her issues there. Not only did she get worse, but she spent all her money. She was bankrupt. She had nothing. Everything that the world told her, this is going to fix it, it did nothing. Now, I want to know, has anyone ever been there before? You know, you're guilty. Oh, this is going to fix it. This is going to get rid of it for you. It's just $59.99. Great. Here you go. and we're still there. We're still in that place, and we wonder, we spend millions, guys, millions of dollars in this thought process. Now, I'm not saying anti-doctors. I'm all about doctors. You have an issue, you need to go get help, you need to seek the Holy Spirit, and He'll lead and guide you where you need to go. But I'm saying that we spend all of our money on gimmicks of what we think the world says we need without asking the Holy Spirit first, where should I go and what should I do? You know how much time we would save if we just asked the Holy Spirit first on things? Where should I go and what should I do? If I need to be still, help me to be still. If I need to go, help me to go to the right place and be there with me, because only You can heal me. Only You can help me. Only You can save me. Use who You have here on earth. Use the tools that You have given people here on earth to take me to that next place of healing that I need to go. Ladies, this is not just physical. This is emotional and spiritual as well. We are not meant to do everything on our own. We are not meant to climb ladders by ourselves. It's so good to climb a ladder and have someone else pushing your hiney up behind you. That's what we're here this morning. Life is not daisies and roses like we talked about. Sometimes you got to go through thorns. And it's so nice to have someone kind of help you through the thorn. Oh, watch out, there's one there. Oh, let's go through this way. Oh, let's navigate. That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Where am I at? I got off track. Okay, so she had spent all of her money. She was bankrupt. But yet something in her said, I need to get to Jesus. Something in her, there was a glimmer of hope. She was tired of hiding out. No longer did she want to hide for another 12 years and continue the process that she was doing, because I think eventually she would find herself dead. But she decided to step out and go to a new place of faith, and she acted on what she believed would heal her. Now, this is where we're going today. Are you ready? Here we have Jesus. We're going story time. Here we have Jesus. He's on his way to heal a little girl. If you read the verses before that, Jesus is not there for this woman. I'm going to say it again. Jesus was not at this appointed place for this woman. He was on his way to go heal a little girl that was supposedly dead. It was Jairus' daughter. And so he was pulling him. And as he's going through the crowd, all these people around him were pressing up against him and trying to touch him in all these different places and trying to see Jesus and to know of him. And I'm sure a lot of people there were thinking, oh, if I touch him, you know, something great might happen. Something powerful might happen. And all of a sudden, she's there and she touches him. And this part makes me weep when I wrote this. It just gave me this tender place in my heart, because we all want Jesus to stop at our pain. We all want Jesus to stop at our pain, especially when we are reaching out to Him. Come on. Especially when we have come to Him. He did not come to her. She came to Him and was reaching out for Him. And we all want Jesus to stop at our pain, especially when we are trying for Him. We are reaching for Him. We are praying. We are reading. We are declaring in faith that He's got good things. Ladies, I'm telling you, your actions don't go in vain. Jesus sees them. He knows them. He knows it. But this is a very, very intimate place for women, because we keep this inside and we so long for Jesus to stop at our pain, because we are crying out to Him and we are pulling and we are reaching for Him, and we want Him to stop and we want that change to happen in our life. Verse 30. Let's read it real quickly. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from Him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" Her touch stopped Jesus. I'm going to say that again. Her touch stopped Jesus. Stopped Jesus. How is it that her touch, the Bible says, stopped Jesus, when the Bible clearly says that many were pressing against Him and touching Him? That made me think in my heart as I read that. The question rose in me. Come on. Does the way we touch Him determine our healing? Does the way we touch him, ooh, I feel the presence of the Lord. Ooh, Holy Spirit, have your way. The way we touch him determine our healing. Or is there something more that's going to be happening here? Are you ready? Look at verse 34. What does Jesus respond to her after she touches him? He says, daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. And when I read that, I thought, oh, duh. Of course faith heals you. I mean, how much do we know about that? How much does the Bible talk about that? How much does Jesus say, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you could tell this mountain to get up and be thrown into this mountain? I mean, constantly faith, faith, faith. And then we have in Hebrews all the people from the Old Testament that received such beautiful things because they had faith and it was credited to them as faith. So faith is everywhere. Of course, her faith got her healed. Because the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God. That's easy. That's just so easy. Ding, 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 ding. Any Bible scholar here would be like, well, thanks, Amanda. I'm so glad I came for that. I could hear that anywhere, that faith is, you know, what I need to live out this life. Oh, ladies, it's something more. I can't wait to tell you. I feel like I've got this egg here this morning, and it's like an egg, but you can't see it. But eventually, I'm going to open it up, and you're going to see that it's like a golden egg. I don't know. I just... like it's like a golden egg from God's word. It's so exciting. Okay, so faith is what made her found, right? Faith is what made her found in her forgotten situation. I'm going to say that again. Faith is what made her found in her forgotten situation. If that's true, come on with me. If that's true, where did she get her faith? Because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. And that is Romans 10:17. It's on your paper. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let me put that in just normal American language. Your faith comes by the word of God. Your faith comes by people teaching you the word of God, by you reading the word of God, by you getting into the word of God, by an angel coming down from heaven and saying, woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity, or you will bear a child even though you're 95. I mean, that's faith. That's straight from God's word. Faith comes by hearing. Now, when I thought about that, I said, how in the world did this woman who was forgotten by man, because you have to remember, because she had a bleeding condition, she would have never been allowed inside the synagogue. She was an outcast. She had diseases and sickness, and they were outcasts. So how in the world this woman, forgotten by man, hear the word of God? I get it. I said, Lord, I know what it is. She obviously had a podcast and listened to it all day long. Yeah. She must have just clicked on the internet and pulled up, you know, the 5 billion podcasts we have today. We can hear the word of God anywhere, anywhere. It's available to us anywhere. YouTube is full of the word of God. She had gotten to have YouTube it every day. Oh, but wait a minute. They didn't have internet in those days. So that's not going to work. Man, where'd she get this faith? Goodness, where did this faith come from? Where did this faith come from? Oh, I get it. A CD player. She had to have had CDs of preachers preaching, right? And she just popped those things in, and she heard the word of God all day long, and so her faith arose in her, right? Were there CDs? No. Man, I'm getting low here on the totem pole here. She's not allowed at church. How did she hear the word? She doesn't have internet. She doesn't have CDs. I bet she had little friends that came to see her because of her issues. Ain't no doctor speaking the word because she was getting worse from them. How did this woman get faith? Where is the answer for the way she touched Jesus and it healed her? Are you ready? Are you ready? Say, I'm ready. Let's look at verse 28. 28. Let's start 27. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. What did she think in her inner thought life? If I get to Jesus, if I touch him, I will be healed. Let me tell you what, ladies, if we can give ourselves diseases with our inner thought life, we can bring faith to bring healing in our body with our inner thought life. I need an amen right there.
Amen.
Her thought life was her faith life. Her thought life was her faith life. She continually inside her said, I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be healed. If I get to Jesus, I'm going to be healed from my suffering. I'm going to be healed from my suffering. I'm going to be healed. I'm going to be healed. She had so much faith in her when she got to Jesus. She had so much faith that Jesus was like, oh my gosh, power has come out of me. Woo! Do you know how many studies have been caused on autoimmune diseases, and that most of them were done from women's and men's inner thought life? Inner struggles, inner agonies, inner things. Keep hearing the same old stuff over and over again, and their body can't take it, and it's just, If your inner thought life can kill you, your inner thought life can save you. Praise God for that. She thought, because we always are like, well, I've just got to get, and I've just got to know, and I've just got to be, and we beat ourselves up. But really, ladies, we can just speak it in our hearts and declare and decree it in our minds, and we can feel the Holy Spirit's presence come wherever we're at, even if we can't get to where we need to get, and we can touch Jesus right in that place and be healed. She thought, I will be healed. What do you hear yourself telling you? Come on, be honest with yourself right now. What do you hear yourself telling you throughout the day? You're no one. When you hear that, do you say, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure I was bought with a price. Come on. I was bought with a price. You're no one. Wait a minute. I was bought with a price. I was bought with a big price. I am my beloved's, and he is mine, and his banner over me is love. And you walk away from that nasty thought. What about you will accomplish nothing in life? You don't have any traits or skills. With Christ, all things are possible. With Christ, I can do anything. He will enable me to do anything. You know how many times doctors told my parents, she's never going to go to college. She'll struggle her whole life. She'll probably be under your care. I went to college, graduated with a 3.0. And now I'm teaching the Word of God. Not because of my actions, but because of what Jesus can do when you put your faith in action according to His Word. He can transform your life. He can do things you never thought. What about hearing this? You will never be loved. I'm sure we hear that a lot. You will never be loved the way you want to be loved. You will never see the love that you crave on the inside. You know what you turn around and say? For God so loved. For God so loved me. Come on, he's talking to you. You don't have to say the world. You say me. He so loved me because if it was just you, he would have done it just for you. He so loved me that he gave his life for me. Oh, thank you for so loving me, Jesus. Thank you for so loving me. When I don't feel it, when I don't see it, thank you for so loving me. Let me tell you what, there's nothing like the Holy Spirit kind of love that rises up inside you. It's better than 20 men. He satisfies. He satisfies. What if you hear you will always feel sick? You will never get well. Well, the Word of God says, by His stripes I am healed. By His stripes I am healed. By His stripes I am healed. It was done on Calvary. It is finished. I'm walking in the manifestation of my healing. I'm believing in faith that it's done. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Ladies, what is happening up here that can change your forgotten situation to found by what's going on up here? What can take your forgotten place to found by what's going up here? What can cause Jesus to stop and say, somebody touched me because I felt power come out of me? Woo! You know how exciting that must have felt for her? Could you imagine all that prep work she did? That, you know, that faith in her mind, I'm going to be healed, I'm going to be healed, I'm going to be healed. And Jesus, the Son of God, is here and he says, power is coming out of me. I mean, you want to tap into some power, tap some faith into your inner thought life. Come on, if you want to tap into some power, tap some faith into your inner thought life, because according to the Word of God and what's happening here, that's what got that woman some power and it left Jesus. Woo! Amen. Jesus felt your faith. He felt her faith and he feels your faith too. He notices your prep for healing. He knows what you're doing in the dark place. He knows the forgotten place. He's waiting for you just to change your thought life. Because when you get ready to reach that hand out and touch him, he's going to say, daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has healed you. Your faith has filled you. He feels your touch of faith. He feels it. He tells her in verse 34, go in peace and be freed. The word freed means past tense of free, which means set free, let go, liberated, delivered, released from captivity. She was freed, ladies. She wasn't still waiting to be free. It was past tense. He says she was freed, freed, freed. Come on, how many times do we feel free and then we feel that bondage all over again? How many times do we feel liberated and then we feel that bondage all over again? Well, it seems like when you go about it this way, you're freed. You're freed. And then it says, go in peace. Go in peace. Let me remind you of what he said to her. Daughter, your faith, and I tapped in there, your thought life has healed you. Your faith, your thought life has healed you. Your believing caused your receiving. Your believing caused your receiving. That's kind of tweetable. Amen. Yeah. Your believing caused your receiving. Come on, ladies, put your hands on your head and say, oh, arise, faith arise in here. I just command every thought to be take captive and to be obedient to the word of God, because he has no hold on me. The devil has no hold on my body. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am renewed. I am a new creation in Christ. The old has passed away. The new is coming. He is doing a new thing in my life. I am good because he is good and he's good in me. Come on, start declaring that freedom. Start declaring that faith in your life. So when you come to that place where you reach out for Jesus, he feels it and he heals you. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you, Father, that this word is so individual right now to so many people regarding their situation. You've seen their forgotten place. You've seen their agony of 12 years. You've seen the suffering that they've endured. You've seen the lack of help that they have been able to find. Father, but you teach us such good news. Father, you bring us such good news. Your word is good news, Father. You bring it to us, Father, that we may walk it out. Father, change our thought life, Lord. Change our thought life. Help our thoughts to bring glory to you, Father. Help our thoughts to line up with the word of God. Help our thoughts to be faith builders and life builders, not life terror downers, Father. Help us to think of goodness in the land of the living. Help us to think of the milk and honey that you provide for those in the promised land, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord, that our thought lives would be changed from here on out. And when the enemy tries to come steal, kill, and destroy, that we would have the right thing to reverse the thoughts of evil and condemnation that he would bring, that we would have the right thoughts to say to him, you have no place, you get out of here, greater is he that is within me. Thank you, Father, for your word in our mouth. We believe your word over the world. We believe your word over the world. And we thank you in advance for the healing that's already being done in these women's life, even right now, as they go out and they're led forth with peace, Father, that they would just soak it up this week and see you and feel you and know you in all ways. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.